Oh no. They always find me. The babies always find me when I'm doing these remotes in public. Excuse me, ma'am? Ma'am? Her husband's with her. He looks pretty burly. I shouldn't be talking to her at all, actually. Let me hammer through this set list. After Ed Hall, we heard John Spencer Blues Explosion with Skunk. That was from the album called Now I Got Worry. The Jesus and Mary Chain gave us Just Like Honey from the Psycho Candy. Let me see if I can move down a couple rows here. That's better. I can barely hear the baby now. After the Jesus Mary Chain, we heard Lydia Lunch, Spooky, from her Queen of Siam album. Zaveria Hollander gave us Men of All Nations from the Happily Hooked LP. That went into the Honeymoon of Terror / Ecstasy on Lover's Island movie trailer. And then we went right into Lulu, her version of the Mighty Quinn from her Lulu album. One of my coworkers just had a baby a couple of months ago, and they named it Quinn, so that's going out to the Mighty Quinn, the newly arrived. Peggy Lee followed that up, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and then Nico Case right after that with Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. Those were both the title tracks to those two albums. We heard The Very Pleasant Neighbor, Head Screwed On Backwards was the name of the track, from the various artists How to Kill Frank Sinatra. John Oswald gave us Brown. That was that thing with, it was like 5 minutes of all James Brown cut up. People Like Us and Wobbly gave us Women. I think that was just a single collaboration. Weavy Stunder gave us Ready. That was from the Sure Beats Missing. Sure Beats Living album, sorry. Then we heard the Gland Puppies with Clotwurst and Mrs. Bill Pineapple from the various artists How to Worship Mosquitoes. And we finished that set with Entfred with Come Ons from their Entfred cassette. Wow, I got another 57 minutes to go before third rail. I'm going to kick it off with some really good metal. Necrofilth with Cruel Addiction from their Worm Ritual. This is a great track going right into probably my favorite metal band, Master's Hammer, with Janice Minoho Trapiti from the Gilminiki Occultista from the Czech Republic. WMUC-FM College Park, it's The Irrelevant Show. Broadcasting remotely from the Olympics, and I'm in Milan, I do believe. I'm going to get me some Domino's pizza. Talk to you in a bit.
Many dogs and cats spend endless days indoors staring at the wall, living for the moment when you will come home and tell them you love them, take them out, and make a fuss over them. Dogs and cats need physical exercise and mental stimulation, things to do and think about in order to be healthy and happy. Please set time aside for them and give them a real life and real love. For more information, please contact People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals at 757-622-PETA. Or helpinganimals.com. That's helpinganimals.com.
Hello again. We met earlier. I made your triple mocha latte. I'm Arrow Smith. In my dream on, I'm the last child to walk this way. So I listen to The Irrelevant Show every Sunday, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park. Nothing but peace.
Cold action, I shall go out like a fucking sin. Yep. angels felt on our right as these vagrants feed. Gift of immortality stowed on those who seek in you. Now immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your theater manager with an important message and a preview of scenes from a very important, very exciting new motion picture.
The Wild Scene.
I've been living with them for the past 3 months.
Mother and daughter go wild over the same man in
The Wild Scene.
The barriers of respectability are broken in
The Wild Scene.
From the confidential files of famed psychiatrist Dr. Virginia Durant come the unmentionable facts about today's immoral society, exposed in all its shockingly graphic honesty.
Daddy, I'm pregnant.
What the hell do you mean you're pregnant?
The Wild Scene
tells the explosive story of a woman who joins her daughter's violent, hung-up generation in order to taste the psychedelic fruits they feed on. She is spared nothing in her travels through the erotic world of pills, protest, and prostitution.
One night, not too long ago, I went to a bash, and I made it with 32 guys.
What?
See that bum that you've taken it with behind my back on my money.
The Wild Scene
takes you on a wild, voyeuristic, brutally frank trip through a modern Dante's Inferno.
Go screw yourself, you stupid ape, I told him. And he says, hey, you watch how you talk to me. I might just let a few people know about you.
The personal conflict between mother and daughter blazes into tragic conflagration. See for yourself how wild, how sensual make love really is.
You will be astounded, you will be aroused, you will be shocked, you will be involved. And whatever your age, you will ask, is today's youth rebellion all wrong? See and hear their side of today's explosive happening in The Wild Scene.
Oh,
You are mofos. It's me, John Cash, and I'm having a hold-down to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
The whole world sucks. You just wanna get off. She kept in control. put me down. I walk away without fear.
Barnyard to scratch up a little. all forgiven. Someday I hope to give you my name. That Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. Said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
I couldn't come in right then.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was bleeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, I was very busy.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past the fuming incense stencher to where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know.
Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
Does the dog in your life have a personality all his own? Does he seem to understand your moods? Is he sad when you're sad? Happy when you're happy? Does he come to you when he needs help? Does he appreciate what you do for him? Is he fond of you just because you're you? Do you feed him kennel meal? New concentrated kennel meal. When you pour on water, concentrated kennel meal bursts into meaty goodness. Looks like ground beef. For Meat Red kennel meal is real meat meal with meat aroma, meat flavor. Come and get it. Get protein and energy in every bite. The concentrated goodness of kennel meal. And what about the dog in your life? Is he as healthy and happy as you can make him? Do you feed him kennel meal? New concentrated kennel meal?
Above of clouds, above our clouds. Who's speaking out from under the stairway, calling a name that's light in an air? Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's me. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees? Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's me.
Hey, wow. Hey, wow. I made it to the mic without knocking anybody over. That there is the sound of another Irrelevant Show winding down to a close for Sunday, February 15th, 2026. Let me back announce that last hour, beginning that set with Necrofilth. Cruel Addiction is the name of the track from their Worm Ritual album. They're from Cleveland, Ohio. Then we went to the Czech Republic after that, Master's Hammer. Janici Minoho Trapiti from the Jelemiki Occultista. That's the name of the album. Then we heard Morbid Angel, Immortal Rites from the Altars of Madness album. That's their classic album. We heard the Wild Scene movie trailer. They're going to be showing that up at Third Rail tonight. By the way, there's one performer tonight on Third Rail, Fred Miller. So come on up to the third floor South Campus Dining Hall to see some free live music. Kanelapakte from Sweden gave us Hard Stoffuller. Tomahawk gave us Point and Click. That was from their Tomahawk album. We heard the Bevis Frond with Where the Old Boys Go. That was from his North Circular album. Giant Sand gave us October Anywhere from the Giant Sandwich. That went into the Dynamite Brothers. Crazy was the name of the track from the Clap Along with the Dynamite Brothers. They're from, I think they're from Chapel Hill in North Carolina. The 13th Floor Elevators gave us Barnyard Blues from their Bull of the Woods album. Mothers of Invention gave us Camarillo Brillo from the Overnight Sensation album. Then we went to Spain. We heard Negu Goriak. Hitzigin from the Idia Zabaldu album. We finished today with the Groovy Little Numbers version of Windy. So I'm going to go home and feed my outdoor stray cat. I named her Windy. So she's waiting for me to come back and feed her, along with Minnie Pearl and Max, my indoor cats. Anyway, I'm going to go do something else, and then hopefully I'll be back next week. With something new. Come on up, third floor South Campus Dining Hall. Fred Miller will be performing shortly after 4 p.m. today. Stay tuned for Third Rail Radio.